What a podcast.
Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216.
Oh, Hans, are you in for it now? It's a JaegerCast. JaegerCast. You've got the cutest little JaegerCast. Dude, this shot glass has a crab on it.
It's a lobster. Does it say Lobster Island or something?
It says Rhode Island.
Oh, Rhode Island.
Lobster.
The Rock Lobster.
All right, welcome to Friday, Terry and Gatch Comedy Show.
I have one thing to say.
What?
Skate or die.
Stay alive. Stig or die?
Skate.
Oh, skate. Why?
Skate or die.
Why are you saying that?
That's what they used to say on that game, 720.
Oh.
Remember that old? They had the joystick that went around and it never went to the middle.
Skate or die.
And the bees would always chase you and you'd have
fucking bees.
I know,
dude.
Always. They'd always get me.
I don't even understand why they would have put bees. I guess bees get skaters.
Just sometimes. Because you needed a way to end the game to put another quarter in.
Okay.
And then you do the downhill slalom. And I'd always suck at all those things.
Really?
But it was always a weird joystick because it would never go to the middle because it was all about doing the 720 spinning moves and stuff. That was one of the first skateboarding games, so way back in the day.
Yeah, and so what this episode is, basically, it's the 360 times two.
Mm-hmm.
So we're spinning clear around, like doing a complete 360 twice, ending up exactly where we were, so it's all the same.
I know. Tony Hawk one time did a 900 in competition.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
A 900?
Yep. On the vert. He went up and did 2.5 spins and came back down and landed it.
Wow. That's impressive, dude.
That is. Skate or die.
Skate or die. I've been seeing a lot of people making fun of, like, well, Pete Holmes did it a lot before his show went off, but Street Fighter.
Video game?
Yeah. And then someone was it was a video of like if Street Fighter was real life or something, and or it was a I don't know. I've been seeing a lot of things about Street Fighter. It's kind of funny though. That's a funny old game.
It is, and it was kind of the death of when 7-Eleven had video games in their stores.
Oh right, right.
Because Street Fighter 2 was a huge one there. Yeah, I would never play because you'd always get your ass kicked and like. A minute because you didn't know how to play and you never got enough time on there to learn how to play unless right. You were good. Otherwise, you'd just die before you could learn a move or, you know, get used to the joystick or anything.
And then you had the other people who were good who were always waiting with their quarters on the machine. Like, if you don't know how to play it, just fucking go to a side and let someone who knows how to play it play it.
And then they'd fucking hold the lighter underneath your jeans and your butt would heat up while you're playing the game.
Yeah,
and then they'd run away
and they'd be gone. You're like, oh, my ass is on fire. Oh, yep. What the fuck? You know what was a big thing that I almost got beat up by a older kid one time? Well, I would have not necessarily got beat up, but you know, when you're in middle school and like a senior comes up and does something and you call him a fucking. So I'm playing Asteroids, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm doing good. I'm trying to get the high score and I'm hunting.
Oh, you're flying, dude.
I'm
That's dangerous
asteroids.
When you're
oh,
flying.
I know, but you're getting 1,000 points. Fucking dude comes out of nowhere, hyperspaces me.
Oh!
Came back, hit a rock, boom, dead. I said, you fucking dick. And he's like, what'd you call me? I said, dude, you hyperspaced me. I'm 7th grade, you're 12th, but I'm still going to call you a fucking dick.
Uh-huh.
You're going to beat me up. Well, you don't fucking talk to me like that. Well, fucking don't hyperspace me, man. That's bullshit. Yeah,
that is bullshit,
you're
man.
That guy's passed away now, so that's what he gets.
Yep.
No,
I know.
I feel bad.
We got hit by an asteroid.
You did. I hyperspaced him when he was back. Yeah, well, rest in peace, Tommy Thornton.
No, yeah, or somebody would come by and take your hat. You'd be all, what the hell?
I'm trying to play the game.
Yep.
Or the time where you're playing and you got to pee really bad, but it was your last quarter and you're doing really good. And so you just pee your pants. You're like, I got corduroys on. They're pretty absorbent.
Yep, quarter. Always.
I got Roy's corduroys on.
Mm-hmm.
My pants aren't corduroy. They're half Roy's.
I used to play a lot of pinball down there, too. That was always fun.
Me and my friend Roy went in on a pair of jeans.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm.
They were corduroys and three-quarter mine.
Yeah, corduroys.
I used to go to that video game place that's the Subway now,
mm-hmm.
and a pipe shop. What was it called? Here in Albany, over there mm-hmm. on Pacific. What was that place called? Come on, dude.
You know, Hangar 18.
Yeah. And not too much.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Megadeth store.
Yep.
Before that song ever came out. That place was kind of cool. We used to kind of go there sometimes and cruise for chicks.
Mm-hmm.
Which was weird when you're 17 cruising.
That place
chicks.
Was dark.
It was.
I was in Lebanon, but anytime we would come over and my mom would go shop and I'd want to go to Hangar 18 to play, you know, get a few bucks to play some arcade games while she did shopping in town. I was just a very young kid, you know, and yeah. I'd like only two. Went in there a few times, probably around 10, maybe.
Yeah.
It would be
that's pretty young to be getting dropped off at a fucking video
86.
Game place, you know. But
things are different, man. I remember in Lebanon, I would ride my bike into town at 7.
At night?
No, at 7 years old.
Oh,
I would ride my bike into town and buy Chinese stars, metal pointy objects for $1 a piece at Ma and Pa Kettles.
Wow.
They're on Main Street.
Throwing stars?
Throwing stars. They were like metal, like, you
sharp
know.
Too, huh?
Yeah, well, they were pointed. They weren't like filed down to sharpness,
well,
but I mean.
They very easily could be,
you'd
right?
You'd throw them and they'd stick in a tree.
Yeah, but you could take them home and sharpen the fuck
yeah,
out
you
of
could,
them.
Yeah, you could, yeah. And they'd sell switchblades and I'd buy butterfly knives down there, you know, between like 7 and 10 years old. This is what kids did, you know. You'd go home and you'd learn how to fling around a butterfly knife.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I did that.
Yeah.
I bought one at a country or a county fair, I think, mm-hmm. or maybe the state fair up in Salem. You get some butterfly mm-hmm. knives, but you can't even buy those anymore at the
nope.
fairs, I don't think.
Nope.
When was the last time you saw a butterfly knife for sale?
I don't know, I think they're dangerous. They got more than a 4-inch blade. You can't carry them around.
Yeah, and plus sometimes they just fly off.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever yep. seen a fucking caterpillar knife?
No. What is that?
That's right before they turn it into the butterfly knife. It's a caterpillar knife, and what it does is all it right. it just kind of crawls. You lay the knife on the table, and it just sits there.
Mm-hmm.
It's got lots of legs.
Yeah.
I've never heard of anybody talking about a caterpillar knife.
Me neither.
I don't think
they exist.
No, I'm onto something. I just fucking invented mm-hmm. a funny joke.
What about a moth knife?
Those things are attracted to light big time.
I know, and they'll shred your clothes right up.
And they'll make you duck even though you're like a big human and they're like a little moth.
Jeez, I hate moths. Man,
why is that, dude?
Around.
Like, I'm trying to kill a moth. It's like when I was a teenager especially, like, I'd have to open my windows. We didn't have screens. Summertime, hot in the upstairs. Got this big bright light. And then you got this big moth, like a big fucker that's like hitting the roof and going.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like trying to hit him. And then he's like, I'm like ducking. Like, what the fuck? It's not going to get stuck in my hair.
Yeah.
It's not going to hurt me. Moths, I mean.
It's just annoying. It's bothersome. It's like a giant, thick fly.
It scares me is what it did when I was a kid.
Mothballs, what do they do?
They reproduce.
I mean.
They hold moth semen.
You got your mothballs you're supposed to put in the closet.
They smell really bad.
Do you imagine moths, like, their entire goal is, while they're flying around your head and hitting their head against the ceiling, do you imagine, like, their entire goal is, what they're thinking is, I'd really like to get in that closet so I could just hang out in there and eat all those clothes.
Or do you think they think, I'd really like to get inside that light bulb?
Because
a lot of time when the light's big enough, they're like, tink. Tink on the light bulb.
Exactly.
They're
exactly.
Like, get me inside this light bulb.
That's the thing. But when do they find the time to go and hide out in your closet and eat holes in your clothes?
Well, when there's no light, there's nothing else to do. So they're just like, oh.
But how did they get in the closet in the first place? Are they just hanging out, giving birth in the closet?
I'm not too sure. Maybe they're gay moths.
I don't know.
I think gay moths stay in the closet.
Gay moths.
That's the name of the episode, I think. Gay moths, when mm-hmm. they come out of the closet, they just fucking dive bomb light bulbs. And, you know, as a moth, that you could swat a moth.
They're trying to get in there to screw in the light bulb.
Yeah. How many moths does it take to screw in a light bulb? You can only do a three-way. But, no, you could take a newspaper and roll it up and hit a moth and kill it.
Mm-hmm.
The moth is hitting this fucking light bulb. Dink, dink, dink. Don't you think it's hurting them? They're like, ow, man, I wish I could get in that light bulb. Ow.
I don't, maybe maybe their memory is so short that they don't remember.
Each time they hit it, 1 second, yeah. Oh, what am I doing? Light bulb, boom, oh, what am I doing? Light bulb, oh, what am I doing? That's bright, let me in there. Oh, where's the closet? I'm gay.
That might be, you know, I mean, because you don't know what could be going on.
I'm tired just trying to reenact it right
into the brain of a moth, right? I mean, how much could really be going on in there?
Fucking things they have.
They just want clothes.
They have like sand grain size brain.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have to because there's not.
I wonder
much
what they think. No, not enough people have done the research into a moth's brain. They haven't dissected it and found all the, you know, where's the frontal lobe? How much memory capacity do they have?
How
do
important,
they have emotions?
How important is the rainbow colored dust that's on their fucking wings?
Mm-hmm.
Because have you ever like hit a moth on a window or like mm-hmm. we used to take them once we found out we're cruel mm-hmm. but moths are dicks. We'd take moth by the legs after I wasn't scared of them anymore
mm-hmm.
and we'd just rub their fucking wings on the window at the warehouse where I worked when the sun came through because the window was facing the west
mm-hmm.
the sun would set, you get a nice prism.
Yeah.
You could write a message sometimes in wing dust.
Weird. So they're pixies.
Yeah, and you can't see the wing dust when the sun's not going through it.
Mm-hmm.
But when the sun comes through, it's like a hidden rainbow message.
Weird.
From a gay moth.
Huh. Somebody's going to use that to propose now.
Gay mother.
Mm-hmm.
Gay moth. Game over for the gay moth. How many gay moths does it take to butt fucking a light bulb?
12.
That's right.
It's a train.
It's a fucking human centipede moth.
Yep.
It came full circle. Speaking of having sex, have you ever heard of this dude? He like kept track on a spreadsheet of all the times that his wife said no to him for having sex. And now it's gone viral. And so,
uh-oh, now he's getting a disease?
Yeah, his computer actually got a disease.
Uh-huh.
Let's see, this is kind of funny, actually. I'm going to share a little bit with you guys while we drink some more Jägermeister.
It's Jäger Friday.
Blank. Yeah, so come up with your excuses.
You can even drink at work if you got time to go to the store at lunch.
That's right. So, let's see here. It says it takes a special kind of weirdo to not only keep track of every time you didn't get any, but then to send your wife a spreadsheet
uh-huh.
and keep that information as hidden as your masturbation habits list is what I predict.
Hmm.
But anyway, here he'd say like on June 3rd, she said no, and here's the excuse, I'm watching the show.
Uh-huh.
You know what the show was? It was a Friends rerun.
I love a good Friends rerun.
Okay, on the 4th of June, she said no. Why? I feel sweaty and gross. I need a shower.
All right, then go take a shower so we can do some humping.
Okay, on 6/6/14, no, no reason. Okay, I'm just going to go through the reasons
that's
here.
It. If she gives you no reason, that's okay to just put it in her butt, right?
That's right. One day she said no because I'm exhausted. Then on the 10th, she said yes, but then on the 11th, she said, no, I'm still a bit tender.
I don't buy that because I think she's probably just going to lay there anyway.
I'm a bit tender from yesterday, she said.
Oh, so he got it the day before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and then on the 13th, she said, no, I'm trying to watch a movie, but she fell asleep 15 minutes in. No, I'm too drunk because I ate too much. No, I won't have time to get showered and ready for dinner. No, I just came in from the gym. I feel gross. No, I have to be up early. No, you're too drunk. No, I feel gross. No, I'm not feeling good. No, I'm sweaty and gross. No, I might be getting sick. No, I still don't feel 100%. No, I need a shower. I feel gross. So obviously, she feels gross a lot.
It's just an excuse, though.
I'm watching my show. I feel gross. Say, well, you look gross, too, but I still want to fuck you.
Yeah, exactly. Don't bother me none as long as I get my rent by next Friday.
I didn't pay no fucking $50 to say, no, I feel gross.
Mm-hmm.
You let me tell you what you feel. Let me feel you. Oh, you feel all right to me? No, I feel gross. No, you're fat enough now, everything feels like a titty. With nippleless titties.
Dude, I have a list here. You like lists?
I know you do, and I gave you one last time, so you owe me one.
This is a list by some other people from 2008. It's a list of top 100, and I won't go through them all.
Please.
Top 100 greatest comedians of all time.
It's a lot of fucking comedians.
Let's go and start with number 99, George Wallace.
He's a fat. He's not that fat, but he's funny. He's black.
But do you think he's funnier than number 97, Billy Connolly, our favorite Scottish comedian?
Totally different type of comedy, but I don't know.
All right.
I think George Wallace is funnier to me.
He does have a nice delivery style.
Who does? George Wallace?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, you got 94 with Lewis Black, and ahead of him, you got Ray Romano, and ahead of him, Jay Leno. Well, let me just go with this, and we'll discuss this.
Ray Romano.
Okay, I'm going to list these starting at 88. Okay, so these are in order from funniest to least funny.
88? You're going to do all 88?
No. From this series right here. This group of six. This is the funniest to the least funny in this group of six. Adam Sandler is funnier than Paula Poundstone. Who's funnier than Larry Miller?
Larry Miller? Who's that?
Larry Miller, come on.
Where are we going?
You know Larry Miller.
I don't recall.
Look up a picture of Larry Miller real quick. Larry Miller, comedian.
Dude, why are you making me do this instead of just telling me?
Oh, don't you have it on? I don't know anything he's been in. He's been in tons of stuff, but you know Larry Miller. He's even got his own podcast on the Adam Carolla Network called something.
Well, I didn't even know George Takei was gay, so how would I know who Larry Miller is?
I know, exactly. You only learned that today.
Well, Monday.
Monday.
Yeah. I've known it for 5 days.
Okay, you got Larry Miller in your head?
The Google page is coming up. I told you, something's weird with your house or my phone. I'm
That's
getting
probably
slow
both.
Service. Larry Miller, he's coming up. He's coming up like a flower.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's funnier, or he's not funnier. Oh, you mean Larry Miller Honda?
No, Larry Miller. He's
Yeah, I see him. Okay. I recognize him. He kind of looks like Rob Corddry a little bit.
And a little bit like Eugene Levy if he didn't have hair.
I guess. That's a weird, yeah.
Okay, so he's not as funny as Paula Poundstone. I think he's funnier than Paula Poundstone.
Yeah, well, she's got
I listened
Pop-Tart
to his podcast,
joke.
And it was pretty funny.
Okay.
He's funnier than Tim Allen.
Okay.
Who's funnier than Jay Leno?
Yeah.
Who's funnier than Ray Romano?
For sure.
You think Jay Leno's funnier than Ray Romano? Yeah.
No. I was just going along with what you said.
And Ray Romano's funnier than Lewis Black.
No, I don't believe that. Lewis Black is funnier than all those people to me.
Okay. Then you're still in the 80s with Moms Mabley. Remember Moms Mabley?
No.
Okay.
Emo Phillips, is he on there anywhere?
No, I haven't gotten that far, but I haven't seen him yet from
That's
the hundreds.
That's fucking bullshit,
Number
dude.
79.
I'm pissed.
I'm going to give you another one of these funniers than funniers.
You should stop. Okay, go.
Martin Mull is funnier than Ellen.
Yeah.
Who's funnier than Groucho Marx?
No. I don't
Who's
like
Who's funnier than Damon Wayans? No. Who's funnier than Dana Carvey?
Maybe.
Who's funnier than Dennis Leary?
Yeah, it's also subjective, though.
Who's funnier than Tommy Davidson?
Eh.
Who's funnier than David Cross?
Now, this is the same as last one for me. David Cross funnier than all those people to me. All
right, there you go.
So I'm going with Lewis Black, David Cross. Those are my two top picks so far.
Okay. At number 67, Cheech and Chong.
That's two people.
But funnier than Cheech and Chong is Dennis Miller.
No.
Funnier than Dennis Miller coming in at number 55, Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah.
These people are funnier than Mitch Hedberg.
No.
DL Hughley.
No.
Roseanne Barr.
She's pretty funny.
Stephen Wright. Bill Maher.
Stephen Wright and Mitch Hedberg are very comparable to me.
Check out this. All right, you got Eddie Izzard is funnier than Jon Stewart. Who is funnier than David Chappelle?
No.
Who is funnier than Henry Youngman?
Henny?
Yep.
Or Henry?
Henny. Henny.
Okay.
Take my wife, please.
Yeah.
Who's funnier than Andrew Dice Clay? Who's funnier than Elaine Boozler? Who's funnier than Johnny Carson?
No. Once again, dude, Johnny Carson, funniest of all those. All
right. Red Fox is funnier than Jamie Foxx.
Now, don't let me forget here. I got Louis Black, Mitch Hedberg, Johnny Carson.
All right. Okay,
go ahead.
All right. Bill Hicks is funnier than Martin Lawrence by one.
Okay.
Who's funnier than Red Fox? Who's funnier than Jamie Foxx?
Is that a coincidence?
Who's funnier than Jim Carrey? Okay, Bill Cosby is funnier than Bob Newhart. Who's funnier than Sarah Silverman? Who's funnier than Bob Hope? Who's funnier than Don Rickles?
See? He's pretty funny. He should be at the top of that list. And I recently heard Sarah Silverman say that her lips look just like Angelina Jolie's, but they're her vagina lips.
Oh! So her vagina lips look fat and swollen?
Apparently that's what her tweet said.
She must be doing those collagen implants.
Yeah, she's going to college for Botox.
Okay, here's number 11, funniest comedian of all time.
The top 11s?
No, this is number 11. Gilbert Gottfried.
Affleck!
Who is funnier than Jerry Seinfeld?
Wait, he's 12?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Who's funnier than Lord Buckley?
That's weird because Jerry Seinfeld is one of the few impersonations that Gilbert Gottfried does where he breaks character and goes, what is the deal?
Mm-hmm. Is it funnier than Steve Martin, who's at 15?
Jerry Seinfeld, funnier than Steve Martin.
And number 16 is Chris Rock.
Chris La Roca.
Mm-hmm. Who's funnier than Jonathan Winters?
He's dead.
Who's funnier than Sam Kinison?
Dead. I think Sam Kinison's funnier than all those guys.
Number 10, Rodney Dangerfield. How funny is that guy?
He was pretty funny for his
time.
But
he never got any respect.
No, he didn't.
Number 9, Robin Williams.
He's
funny. We mentioned him in every episode this week.
Yep. He's a constant topic for us this week.
Mm-hmm.
It's Robin Williams week.
Do you think
he's
top 10 funniest comedian ever?
I got to hear the rest of these. I'm surprised Seinfeld didn't make it.
Number 8.
George Carlin.
Nope, Richard Lewis.
I thought you were going to say Pryor. What? Richard Lewis made the top 10?
He's a neurotic guy.
Dude, Larry David is pissed.
Neurotic guy.
He said he has over 40 hours of material.
Yeah. That's only an hour a year.
Yeah. Could you imagine him doing a 40-hour set?
Sure, he should.
To open up for that new 720-hour movie that's coming out.
Number 7. Eddie Murphy.
He's pretty funny, dude. I watched Delirious and Raw recently, and that's pretty funny. But I did not realize how much heavily he relied on dick and fart and poop jokes. G.I. Joe up the butt.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking poop, dick. Yeah. He ain't got no...
Number 6, George Carlin.
Okay, George Carlin. I knew he'd be top 10. Richard Pryor's coming up.
Number 5. Now, some guys think this guy is a hack.
Louis C.K.
Buddy Hackett.
Now, I don't care. I guess he's a generation gap material for me. Buddy Hackett doesn't resonate with me when I hear the name. I haven't heard enough material, I guess, to know if he's funny. I know I can see hear his voice. I can see him, but I don't know. Not top 10 for me.
Mort Saul, number 4.
Come on. What?
What?
Mort Saul?
You don't like Mort Saul?
I fucking like Soupy Sales better than Mort Saul.
You like Soupy Sales?
No.
That guy's got a funny name. That's about the funniest thing he ever did.
Yeah.
Woody Allen, number 3.
Wow. See, I'm generational gappage. Was it going to be fucking Lenny Bruce and fucking...
As number 1.
What?
Yep. So can you guess number 2? Who have I not said?
Louis C.K.
Nope.
Where was he?
None.
He's not on the list?
This is 2008, dude. This is a 6-year-old list.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah, I did.
Dude, you might have, but
show.
I wasn't paying attention.
I told you.
I've been drinking. I wasn't
Andy
paying attention.
Andy Dick isn't on this list either.
Well, he was on that...
Larry David's only 85.
Oh, he's on there?
Yeah.
Thanks for skipping him.
I didn't see him the first time around.
Yeah, whatever.
Number two
is George Burns.
Some guys think he's a dick. Number two. Some guys called him Dick.
Richard Pryor.
Aha! Dick Pryor.
I knew.
What if he went by Dick Pryor?
Because that'd be like a tool.
What about Dick After?
Dick prying shit open is what I'm thinking of. Dick Pryor.
Now, one guy cut off his dick. We talked about that earlier in the week.
I like cutting off my dick and jumping off a building. It's fun.
Mm-hmm. I've done that only twice.
I'm never going to do it again, though, I'll tell you that.
I'm never going to do it again, and I'm talking about cutting off my dick and jumping off a building. That's a hot song right there.
That is.
That's so, that was a list of 100 comedians as compiled by some dumbass in 2008.
That was a pretty good list, but I wasn't aware that it was an old list, even though you told me that it was until it was too late. So, hey, I don't think we mentioned this on the air all week, but last Sunday we were informed with the sad news that Jim Garner, dead at 86.
Old Rockford?
Yep, he could fucking spin a Trans-Am around fast.
I didn't even know he was still alive because George Takei didn't say he was inside him for a while.
Oh, yeah.
James Garner was gay, right?
No, I don't think so.
I thought Rockford was.
No, Rock Hudson.
Oh, I've been living a lie this whole time. I thought it was Rockford File guy was gay.
Rock Hudson was the first AIDS gay guy that was coming out.
Wasn't he in Maverick?
Rockford was, not Rock Hudson.
Yeah, Rockford.
Yeah. James Garner. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was in the Rockford Files. I think he was in Maverick.
I don't care what you say. That's an all right movie.
Yeah?
Maverick?
He was an Academy Award nominee, but never won.
I went through one time for about a week, because that's about all it took, and watched every movie that had a poker scene in it.
A poker scene?
Yep.
Like cards?
Yep.
Why? Just to see?
Just to see how it was played out. I was being a poker junkie before it was ever on TV. I know. You don't have to tell me about it.
What do you guys talk about behind my back?
Flames and I have been playing this game. And it's a strategy game based on time.
Okay.
Like, you buy these planes and you fly them, and every flight takes in a certain amount of time, right? And
right.
So it's a time-sensitive game. And this game's been down for 4 fucking days.
It's been down?
Yeah, it's been down. I spent fucking money on this game.
Well, it's been down so goddamn long.
That's right. It has
And it looks like up to me.
But you know what's fucking weird?
You
it's
paid
the Russian version of that game is not down.
Can you transfer your account?
No, you could start an account on the Russian version and play it in Russian language.
Yeah, but you don't speak Russian.
No, but you can use Google Translate on the Google page.
That'd be wasting too much time.
Exactly. Plus,
and you paid money.
I did, dude. I paid some good money to play this game. I bought some nice planes that go twice as fast and give more experience.
That's bullshit.
It was an addictive game, and now I'm not addicted to anything.
And who did it to you? Flames got you into it, didn't he?
No, I got Flames into it.
Oh, dude.
I know.
I shouldn't be so judgmental.
I know. What you really should be doing, though, is going to Griffin's Quality Tree Services. Hazardous tree removals, topping and trimming. Check out their low rates and call for a free estimate. But don't. I'm not going to tell you their number. I'm just going to tell you to call Tom.
Are they sponsoring our show
now? No, I'm just. That's why I'm not giving the number. But if you want to go down East Dickering.
If you want to go down East Dickering, you need to call Tom.
Mm, call Tom. He'll have something for you
to
do.
He'll dick you around like a motherfucker. I don't know Tom myself, but I heard he's good at dickering.
He is. You don't want to dicker with Tim.
One time I dickered. Well, he said, no. Hey, meet my wife. You want to dicker? And I said, wait a minute. Did you just ask me to fuck your wife? He said, no, I was going to haggle with you on this product. I just was introducing you to my wife. You sick son of a bitch.
Ow!
I was trying to find some. My fucking computer is. I'm going to take. Do you have any large pieces of metal?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Okay, I want to smash this laptop.
All right.
On the air.
I got a lot of pieces of metal.
Are we on the air?
Yeah.
Okay. You guys see me?
Uh-huh.
Nope. You can only
crash.
Hear me.
Oh, was that a sound effect?
Yep. Now my computer crashed.
Did your computer crash?
No, but it sounded like it because you went
I'm
going
to give you a list of top 10 computers.
Mac.
There's Epson SE400.
Epson?
Yep. Okay. What's your favorite printer?
Canon.
All right.
Why do you ask me what my favorite printer is?
I don't know. It was just a question to ask. I was just learning more about you.
The only reason I said that is because that's what we have right now.
Oh, yeah?
And it's my favorite so far.
Is it one of those that you run out of one color and then it never prints in any other color ever?
No, we had one. If it runs out of one color, it won't print at all.
I know. That's the kind that fucking jack you, dude.
Dude.
Those are the kind that jack you.
We had one like that.
Lexmark.
And a thing still comes up on my computer that says, control center is looking at where it's blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude, I haven't even used that printer because it's like, oh, we're out of magenta.
So you can't print black.
Black on white? What? Why do I need magenta? Indigo? What? Yellow? There's like four colors.
Magenta.
Isn't that
was
like
not my favorite character on Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Was he a character on that?
She, yeah. Magenta. There was Magenta and Columbia, but Columbia showed her little nipples at the end of the movie.
See, now that's frowned upon. We talked about that earlier.
I know.
Yeah,
you got
titty,
nipples
you can't show any
while she's singing that song, Picture Show. Dude, I don't know. I've seen that show probably 10 times. I've seen the movie.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But if you watch the beginning of the movie, it's just a bunch of people saying how many times they'd seen the movie. It was always, I'm a huge fan of this movie and I've seen it 657 times. And
every
they're usually
time.
Talking about how many times they'd seen it in the theater.
Every time.
I've only seen it twice in the theater.
I've only seen it once in the theater. And I didn't bring any rice or newspaper.
Or toast.
None of that shit. I sat
It's
in the,
weird, isn't it?
I sat in the very back row.
At the Clinton Street Theater?
Nope, at the Bijou in Eugene.
Oh, that would have been weird. Did they act it out on stage in front of the movie?
No, but it wasn't on the stage, but they were like in front of the chairs there, and there were people, and there were some people in their underwear.
That's what they did at Clinton Street.
Think they do it everywhere.
Yeah,
like
well, they do. And some people have seen that movie thousands of times live.
Thousands of times.
It's weird. It's a weird atmosphere.
It is.
And it's a weird show. It is. What do you think of that movie? I say that movie other than just the weird cult phenomenon it is, right? Yeah, these people, they're driving around, right, in the dark, and they get stranded, right? And so they go up to a house, and it ends up being a weird transvestite guy in there who's making a man. Right, he's making a Frankenstein, basically, and then all these other people are under his control. They do dancing and singing, and then at the end, there's some sort of lesson. He dies, he gets power hungry, he serves up meatloaf. Right? Doesn't he kill meatloaf?
I think so, and serves him up.
Mm-hmm. And that was his girl, Meatloaf's girlfriend, is the one that showed her little nice little nippies at the end. That was worth the whole movie.
Wasn't Susan Sarandon?
And Susan Sarandon was slutty in that movie. Yep.
She didn't show her nipples, though, huh?
She didn't. There was her in her bra, and she looked pretty nice and young, and that's probably why Tim Robbins is in that.
Probably.
Not in the movie, but he's in Susan Sarandon.
Yeah, that's why, because of her nipples. Mm-hmm. That's a good enough reason to get in something.
Tim Robbins and Timothy Oliphant, they're the same person.
Are you sure? I've never seen them in the same room together.
I've never seen them in the same movie.
Well, there's something to be said about
there's
that.
There's another show you might have considered Justified, although it's not on Netflix. I don't know. Flames and I, because Flames is a hard one to find a TV series to watch, because he just doesn't like TV.
Yeah.
Or something.
It's overrated. Mostly.
But so we've been watching American Horror Story.
Oh, did you get to season 3 yet?
No. We're just still on season 1.
Okay, because I couldn't get past season 2 yet. I keep trying, but
season 2 I thought was the best season.
But then season three is like
weird,
witchy or vampire-y or something. Or
no,
what
it's
is
witches.
It? Oh, witchy.
Kevin.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kevin. It's weird, but it's good story. But that one guy's not in it.
My teenage, who, Dylan McDermott?
Yeah.
Is it Dylan McDermott or Dermot Mulroney?
Yeah, they're the same person. I've never seen them in the same movie before.
That's weird. I'm having deja vu.
Dermot McDillon.
I'm having deja McDillon. So for the last few episodes, I was doing a thing, a funny Russian headline, but I can't find it, but I found a funny Chinese one.
Mm-hmm.
Chinese waitress scarfs down cockroach in front of diners after complaint.
Ah!
So can you guess what the story is on that? Well, there's these people in a restaurant. It was a Chinese restaurant because it was in China.
All right.
I don't know if they serve Chinese food, but it was...
They have American restaurants over there, and they serve mashed potatoes and gravy on toast.
Oh, great, great, great. So a businessman complained about finding a cockroach in his salad to the waitress. So what she did was she just reached down and got it and ate it and said, oh, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And then they thought, oh, well, if she's going to eat it and it was in my food, then it's probably not going to hurt anything. Oh, thank you. Thank you very nice. Go on with your business.
That reminds me of the Jackass I saw where the guy went in with the newspaper and he ordered a vegetarian chow mein. And then when he got it, he put dog turds in it and then rolled it up. And then he called him over to complain about it. He said,
there's poop in my...
No, he said, there's sausage in my veggie chow mein. And they told him it was just a bean.
And you said,
that's just bean.
I think this is actually poop. I want to do that to somebody sometime.
I know.
Just like take some poop.
I'm scared of Chinese restaurants.
Yeah, it's kind of scary.
It is. Not like the dog chicken thing, although I think I've had dog. I mean, I'm sure whatever they're cooking, whether it's dog or cat, is going to be safe to eat, you know? I mean, they're eating it, right?
Yeah, well, maybe. They might be eating fucking Swanson's Hungry Man dinners.
They've been feeding it to somebody because somebody's been going in there.
Don't you think the owners of Chinese restaurants probably just eat Swanson's Hungry Man?
Yeah. I mean, I think all their stuff is a lot of pre-prep, like a lot of their sauces, and then you just get it... shoved on a plate at the end. You just get their little chicken and they put whatever sauce is in the little eater thing.
Pre-pee?
No, just pre-prepped.
Yeah.
Well, not even maybe.
That's
even
how
that
you
day.
Say pre-prep in China.
Oh, pre-pee?
Pre-pre-pee.
Pre-pre-pee. And then you got like, you know, the only thing I really eat at chicken is I like fried rice without bean sprouts. And I'm not big on those green, those other green onions, but you can pick those out pretty easily. And then you got just the regular chicken, like sesame chicken, you know.
Says who?
A lot less, like the sweet and sour or the orange stuff, that's all right, but it's always just way too much on there to even, like, balance the flavors of anything.
Yeah.
You know, because the sauce is so overwhelming. Orange fucking Mandarin chicken or whatever is just like fucking. Why can't I just dip it in there? Why's it got to be fucking
slathered already in it? Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't really like a lot. You say you're scared to go to Chinese. I'm not scared. I guess
I'm not scared. I mean, I don't mind it.
Just leery a bit.
I'm pretty.
Right?
Yeah, I'm leery.
I'm not trying to be racist, but I prefer American food. We went to BOMAC.
You're not being racist. I mean, you're just talking about a restaurant that's...
A preference of food is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you're just talking
I hate
about...
Asian food.
I'm sure most people from China would probably be leery to eat at an American Chinese restaurant.
And like a lot of my friends at the country fair, they're like, every year, they're really stoked to go to this place called the Bangkok Grill, where they get this awesome pad thai, or so they say. I'm not into Thai food. I don't know what pad thai is.
Pad thai, it's you go home and then you got some thai, pad thai.
It's like smoking thai stick at your house, man. I'm just at my pad smoking some thai.
That's what you should do.
Well, you know, they go there and they go, it's got some kind of peanut sauce.
It's a peanut sauce dish. I watched Martha Stewart make some pad thai
the
other
day. The fuck's
day.
Peanut sauce, dude?
It's
what, do you fucking smash a peanut and stuff fucking sauce comes out of it?
No, there's real peanuts in it.
The sauce?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a peanut-based sauce.
I don't understand. Milk? I didn't even know that fucking weed had tits. I don't understand how you get sauce out of a peanut.
You squeeze them.
You squeeze a peanut.
The main ingredients of pad thai.
Is it just spelled P-A-D?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You got dried rice noodles. Do you like dried rice noodles?
No, I don't.
Have you had them?
I don't know.
They're just those white dry noodles.
Like,
it tastes like...
Oh, you mean like ramen?
Lighter.
Okay, whiter?
Lighter and whiter.
Okay.
They're like, yeah.
So it's getting more racist by the minute.
Eggs, okay. Tofu, tamarind pulp.
There you go. Right, I'm already done. Tofu, fuck that. I'm not
fish sauce.
No, gross.
Dried or fresh shrimp.
Like, oh my God.
Garlic, red chili pepper, and
O-M-G.
Peanuts.
Gee.
And lime.
No, thank you. Thank me. Like, we were getting ready to go to the show on Friday. A bikini played over at the last Friday, and I stopped over. I was going to go to Jake's to pick him up and his drums, and he said, hey, you can come early and eat some halibut. And I said, I'm not into fish, so if I come early, it's going to just be for the hell of it, because I don't like halibut. So I got to do a little play on words joke.
Halibut's pretty fucking... plain, though, really.
That's what he said, and I said, yeah, it's plain. I don't like it. Why would I eat it if I don't like it? I don't like it. People think I'm weird. I don't like fish. I don't like fish.
Not big on fish myself either, but I don't mind halibut, really. But I don't know.
People try to give me tuna.
You know what I don't like? Is the goddamn fish sticks that you buy in the goddamn market, man. Those are weird.
They're the market?
Slimy. Well,
oh,
just
like
in,
Gorton's?
Yeah.
Yeah, trust
they're
the Gorton's.
Weird, slimy, weird.
Do you think that's really ling cod, or is that just like
I don't even know what kind of fish it is. I know it's some
fish.
Kind of fish, but it's just fucking... The breading just like slides off of the slime, right? And it's all slimy.
Yeah.
And I think, ooh, those sound good, because I kind of like the flavor of the crust, but
like
then...
fish sticks in my mouth.
And then it's like you put the fish stick in your mouth, and you're just like, that tastes so fucking nasty.
That's
and it's
the
just
truth.
A weird texture. But I'll tell you what.
Tell me.
Pad Thai, number 5 on World's 50 Most Delicious Foods Readers Poll compiled by CNN Go in 2011.
Dude, the people who love it just go gaga over it, like Lady Gaga.
In 2008, in an episode of Throwdown with Bobby Flay, which I have watched.
Okay. Throwdown?
With Bobby Flay.
It's a cooking show?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Bobby Flay was defeated by Chef Nong Kron Docs at a restaurant.
Nong Krong Docs?
Nong Kron Docs.
Okay,
Nong Kron Docs.
I'm familiar with that guy.
It's a girl. But Throwdown with Bobby Flay, that's where he goes to a person's restaurant and challenges them at a cook-off for their signature dish. So it's like, I go to a restaurant, right? I'm Bobby Flay. I go to a restaurant, and you've been making this dish for years. This is your signature dish. Everybody loves it. And then I come in, and then I beat you. And then just destroy your whole life's work because I'm a celebrity chef.
What are you, a cop?
Like, apparently so.
Because that's all cops do anymore is beat people. No, I would be pissed, dude, if that was my fucking work of art and you just...
I know. That was your life's work.
God, what's the deal with
but
people?
If you won, it's a risk you take.
It is the risk you take.
You could go, I beat an Iron Chef with this dish.
Yep.
When he just had like 3 days to work on it with his two... With his two chick assistants.
Chick assistants. Chick ass assistants.
Yep. They'll work in the kitchen making the little whatever they're going to make beforehand. They'll have like, they'll make it look like he has like 3 minutes to prepare, and then the next day he goes off and miraculously does something. This is a half hour show. It's a heavy edit.
I guess it must be.
It's a Throwdown with Bobby Flay.
I've never watched any of those cookie shows.
You've never seen Bobby Flay.
I've never seen Bobby Flay.
No, I'm guessing. You don't even know who Rachel Ray is. You don't even
know
that if you watch Rachel Ray half the time. Goddamn Regis is on there. I thought he fucking quit television. Here's fucking Regis just hanging out on the goddamn Rachel Ray show drinking. That's what he does. He just hangs out there like he's in the background.
What's he doing on Rachel Ray?
He's hanging out in the background drinking fucking, and then when she serves food, she serves it to him. And he's just kind of like on the side of the kitchen.
Does he get unruly and fucking freak out like he used to?
Sometimes, but most of the time he just goes, that's really good.
You know how
I'll have one of those drinks. I like a Manhattan.
He's been on TV.
He likes Cosmos.
For like 60 years.
Dude, he's got the most time on television ever, right? Like
that's
as far as hours. And now he just hangs out on the Rachel Ray show because he's retired from having a permanent job. He just hangs out there and gets more hours.
Well, she's pretty cute. And...
She lost a lot of her cuteness when she added that ring to her finger.
Oh, well, not for someone like Regis Philbin. Well, he prefers a married lady.
Well, he's got joy. He likes a married lady because he's married to a married lady.
But he can't have joy in his life all the time with just his wife.
Most married men like married women because they are married to their wife. And she is a married woman. Right?
Yeah. So he prefers bride. That's what I prefer.
He's getting some of that Rachel Ray action.
What's in Hans's? We've been drinking stuff and it's fucking
Jaeger.
Got no Jerry Murphy. So we're drinking with Adam because he was supposed to come on the show, but he's got the brown bottom
poop. Brown bottom poop. Fills my pantsy.
Okay, you're going to be mad at Hans today. I'm sorry. He's not listening.
He was going to be happy to what I was listening to, too.
He's not listening to Hot in the Shade, but...
Hot in the Shady.
He is listening to the Psycho Circus. You just laugh like it's no big deal.
Well, Psycho Circus, that's about the time to fucking...
That's when they came back with their makeup.
And then Ozzy...
96.
Ozzy had that other song. What? It's already been 8 years since Psycho Circus?
18, dude.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Is that not true? Am I right, Hans, or am I wrong? Psycho Circus, when
wasn't
it
Ozzy
out?
Coming out with some ridiculous song around that time, too?
Like Perry Mason?
Yeah.
That was it. Before that,
that was it.
Was it?
I think so.
Perry Mason.
God, it's hard to believe that song's almost 20 years old, and if it is, I'm going to shit my pants. Psycho Circus?
Yeah. Dude. I would look it up, but if I can take my fucking computer.
Psycho Somatic Circus. Well, wait a minute. Wasn't that... What was the circus that Motley Crue did?
Circus of Pain. Is that not right?
That is worse.
Isn't that not right? Is that not right?
I don't know, but that's worse.
It is. Psycho Circus is the 18th studio album by the American rock band
Kiss. It came out
Kiss.
Right before Kiss Symphony Alive 4.
The album features the original four members back together and in full makeup. That's not true, is it?
Yep.
Peter, Chris, and Ace Frehley?
Mm-hmm.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Song You Wanted the Best is the only Kiss song in which lead vocals are shared by the entire lineup. It was voted Best Album of the Year by Metal Edge Reader's Choice Awards in 1998. That's how bad metal fans were. They voted it the best album of the year.
Dude, how did I not know that Kiss had an album? I guess I just thought they were so lame at that point already in 1996.
You did,
because
they had already did Carnival of Souls, the final sessions.
Dude, Ace Frehley has a song that he sings on this album called Into the Void. But it's not the Black Sabbath song. It's written by Ace Frehley.
That'd be weird for Kiss to do a Black Sabbath song.
That'd be fucking awesome. What do you think, Hans? What if Kiss released an album of all Black Sabbath covers?
Is that even a good album, The Psycho Circus?
Well, Hans is listening to it.
What about that song Psycho Train? Is that what I'm thinking of by Ozzy?
Psycho Train?
No, I think you're thinking of Tinker Train.
You're thinking of The Crazy Train by Ozzy.
No, I'm thinking of Tinker Train.
What? Oh, Mr. Tinker Train.
Yeah. I'm thinking of that Primus song from Pork Soda, Mr. Crinkle.
So that's totally different.
Come on. You know what I was listening to?
No.
I was listening to my Zune out in the back because it's nice out there. I put the Zune out there and stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't have a lot of music on my computer because all my music went with a hard drive that got burned. And so all I got is a few episodes of Sick Daddy Radio.
Okay.
I was listening to some Insanity and Angst Ridden.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I got a few episodes of Sick Daddy Radio that
and
never
even
went anywhere. I don't know.
You Stink, You Suck.
By Void?
Yep. Flames didn't know that song.
Don't you ever take a shower? No, you don't. You stink, you suck. That's the lyrics, in case you didn't. And then I didn't even mention in my turntable. No, I'm not listening to turntables. But we were talking about this band last week, or 2 weeks ago. I'm going up the country. I busted out my Best of Canned Heat CD because we talked about them. And besides that song and On the Road Again.
I'm on the Road Again.
Those are the only two songs that I even recognized off the whole CD, and I've owned that CD for years.
Their greatest hits could have been a single and a B-side.
Yeah, what's the deal? Why isn't it?
Just could have been a 45.
Those, I mean, the rest of the songs were okay.
The greatest two tracks from Can to Heat.
Yeah, it's just one can.
You could put like five bands on one CD of their greatest two hits.
All covers that did
the
Candy
only two songs you need to know by Canned Heat.
That's right. Going Up the Country, there wasn't, On the Road Again.
What was the third one that stood out to you?
I don't even I can't even remember it.
Name a third song from that album.
Going Up the Country. Let me see if I can find one to jog my memory. How about Let's Work Together?
Let's Work Together. No, that's what we're gonna do.
No, you know, like that George Thorogood redid it. Let's Work Together. Remember that one?
Yeah.
That's a Canned Heat cover.
What?
Yeah, I'm going
Let's
up the
work
country.
Together.
Let's work together.
That's what we're going to do.
We're going to work together. Going out the country on the road again. Because I'm going to work together.
Again.
Rolling and tumbling. Was okay.
What's that song, Beats Per Minute, like 2?
That'd be 1 30-second beat. 2 beats per minute. That's a little slow.
Boo. Little...
Oh, you scared me. Boo.
Boo.
That's 30 minutes.
That's still,
seconds.
That's like a 700... that's faster than 2 beats per minute.
That's like a 720-hour movie. I'm going to see it at the theaters this weekend.
this month.
This month end.
It's 30 end of... days, dude. 30-day movie.
That's a long fucking movie.
You can't TiVo it either, because that would fill up your TiVo.
Is it going to come out on Netflix? Because that would like be a whole, that would be your whole $9 for your whole month.
Dude, imagine every time it would be like, do you want to restart the movie at the beginning, or do you want to where you left off? And if it didn't, then you'd be like, fuck, trying to, if you like fell asleep in the middle of it, and you couldn't remember like the last time you checked what minute it was at.
And then every time it would say, are you still watching?
Do you ever do that? Like, you're going to fall asleep, and you know you're going to fall asleep, but you don't want to stop the thing, so you just kind of check how long into the episode you are?
Yeah. Like, I know I made it at least 38 minutes.
Yep.
<I'm>... Damn, dude. That was good. I didn't know you could sing so... Today we only have local people birthdays, which is cool, because the fucking celebrities aren't listening to us. And that way we can tag these people, and we'll get an extra listen.
Mm-hmm.
He's been a guest on the show, and we did an episode of his one-minute interview, Sons of Confusion, me and Dustin did. He's also the editor-in-chief of Exiled and Eugene, Joshua Isaac Finch.
What's going on with that guy? I haven't heard from him in a while.
He's busy.
But I don't hear from a lot of people in many while.
He's a cab driver.
Uh-huh.
He drives cab overnight. If you want to get a ride from him, call Joshua Isaac Finch. Also, he's doing the weekly, Eugene weekly called Exiled Weekly, which is an additive to his Exiled and Eugene zine. And, yeah, he's staying busy doing stuff. So,
well, yes, you're going to have a party.
That's right. We're having
that's
a party
awesome.
For Josh Finch.
I'm glad. I never get an issue of his magazine, but I'd really like to.
Well, maybe the next time I go to Eugene, I'll pick you up a couple copies, okay?
All right. Yeah.
Also, local show attender and photographer of sorts, Thomas Hunt. He used to be called Judas something. Remember on
Judas Friedlicher?
Something weird. He used to have a funny Facebook name. Judas Hundus.
Oh, Judas Hundus.
Yeah. It just came to me. Hey.
Hello. Thank you.
Yep.
I'm
Judas
just giving two hellos, and that was one of them.
So he's Thomas Hunt. Happy birthday, Thomas. And
hey,
happy
birthday,
man. Josh Fish.
I'm always stoked to see... Thomas about town whenever I go around, and I'm there too.
He's one of the cool dudes that comes out to the comedy show
heck
sometimes.
Yeah, man.
He used to come to Dixie all the time. He's a
that's,
good supporter.
Remember the night that the lights went down at the Dixie?
I do, yeah, because the Norse blew the power out.
Do you remember the night they drove old Dixie down?
I do. They drove down there and played a set, and then the lights went out in Georgia. Speaking of Norska blowing the power out there at the Dixie, they just entered the studio and recorded their new album.
Well, today is their birthday.
Norska's birthday?
Mm-hmm.
How do you figure?
I don't know. I'm just singing along.
You're making up shit.
I'm singing along.
All right, and don't forget tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
2 comedy shows. You can come see me perform Bleepin' Funny at Sam Bond's Garage. and that's at 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
It's free. And then a $5 show at 9 o'clock at the Jesco Club. Both of those are on Blair Boulevard in the Whitaker District, where you can get as much heroin as you need.
I got some celebrity birthdays since you didn't have any.
Okay, I just skipped them because I couldn't.
Danny Filth.
Oh, I saw that, but didn't think that he was relevant. He's the singer from Cradle of Filth.
I didn't know who he was until I said it, and then I put it together.
Yeah, I know who that guy is. Mm-hmm. And I saw him on the list, and I thought, well, you know, I do have a Cradle of Filth CD.
What?
Yeah, it's called From the Cradle to Enslave.
That is weird. Why Whoa. Would you have a Cradle of Filth CD?
Because I got it through the BMG Music Club.
It's also Thurston Moore's birthday. You remember that guy?
No, but do you remember? Yeah, from Sonic Youth.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Married to Kim Gordon, who actually sang Aneurysm with Nirvana on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction recently mm-hmm. that we talked about. She did the most punk rock version of Aneurysm I'd ever seen, and I think Kurt would have loved it, but he's dead. And he's in the ground. There are no spirits, so he missed it.
Yep, it is also birthday of Estelle Getty, one of my high school crushes.
Is that Getty Lee's mom?
No, Estelle Getty?
Yeah, Estelle Getty Lee.
No, she was Dorothy's mom on The Golden Girls.
Oh, we were talking about them making a porn tape just a week or so ago.
Uh-huh.
All right. Yeah. It's called The Golden Squirrels.
And also Ileana Douglas.
Dude, you got a lot of birthdays.
You know who Ileana Douglas is?
No.
You know her. Okay, she's everywhere.
I lied. I do know her. She's everywhere.
She's Ileana Douglas.
Yeah.
You've seen her on a movie actress. She was in 6 Feet Under, Otis, The Californians, Cape Fear, Ugly Betty.
Oh, Cape Fear. That's what I know her from. That's what I know her from.
She was romantically involved with Martin Scorsese from 89 to 97.
Robert De Niro fucked her shit up in Cape Fear.
She is the 10,789th most popular person overall.
I wonder if I'm like one.
And the number 26 most popular person born on July 25th. And the most 130th. Most popular person born in 1965, and that is so weird that they would rank them like that.
That is weird. I wonder what number I am. Hey, did you say you've been watching Shark Tank recently?
No, I only watch new episodes.
Oh.
It's been in rerun land.
And is that based out of like New York or L.A.?
I don't know. Boston? Probably L.A.
There was probably this dude at the England Aquarium in Boston.
Uh-huh, he was there, I saw him.
He jumped into the shark tank. Dude.
All right.
It's not related, but it is.
Uh-huh, yeah, well, it's related.
It's a 27-foot deep shark tank, and he jumped in there. Also in the tank are stingrays, sea turtles, eels, and fish. Fortunately for this idiot.
Wait a minute.
His name is Steven.
Wait a minute.
What?
It's a shark tank, and it has eels and other fish in there?
It was probably his food, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I would
imagine. If it's his food, I can understand, but I was going to say, I don't think goldfish...
Not goldfish.
...and sharks go together in the same tank.
In addition to sharks, the tank also holds sea turtles, stingrays, eels, and fish.
When you go to Walmart, and it shows, like, on the glass, it's like, these fish go well with these fish. I don't think when you look at the ones that say goldfish, shark isn't on there.
Right, it's not in there. But luckily, this 51-year-old Stephen Pellegrin was fortunate that the sharks had already been fed. So apparently they feed him something besides the sea turtles and the stingrays that eels mm-hmm. and fish.
You know what you can do, too, to prevent being eaten by sharks?
Don't jump in the shark tank.
No, that's not what I was thinking. I was thinking you could have the shark's stomach stapled.
Oh,
that so way they fill up quicker.
That way they're not hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like even if they eat you complete, they know they're gonna their stomach's going to explode.
Because if you eat, you must complete.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So even if they'll look at you and go, it's not worth the bother. I'll get to the foot, and then I'm full, or else if I keep eating, then my stomach's going to get exploded, and I'm going to have to go back in for the stapling surgery to get it corrected. Sharks don't like doing surgery.
I know, and you know what else they have to do after they eat?
Poop.
That's right. That's the completion.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we talked about that guy pooping all over
toenails, cuts in your rectum.
It might have been 2 weeks ago because we were off for a week, kind of. Mm-hmm. But we were talking about that guy who was pooping all over that bank. Remember that story that I told mm-hmm. about that guy? He just walked into a bank. He was pissed off about his overdraft fees, so he just took
I wanted to do that before.
The controlled pooping is something that we looked up to. We talked about how you could just drop your pants and poop and then walk 10 feet
in a shot glass without spilling over.
Or Monte Carlo toilet.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, toilet Monte Carlo.
Yeah, you got to drop. Okay, Flames, can you drop 10 turds in 10 different toilets?
In 10 minutes.
Yep.
See, we got a silent guest in the studio who we didn't give him a mic because he's eating chips and crackers.
10 turds in 10 different toilets in 10 minutes, and you win the Monte Carlo
pool. Or one minute. You know, you could do it every 6 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because this guy went into a bank, and he was just, like, pooping
sometimes
all over the
place. Sometimes you just need to hit the head pin.
Now, the reason that I brought this back up, it's like shitting on a stick. In Houston just last week, Serial Pooper is back. We talked about him, like, last year. Houston's public enemy number one for a period of time. Oh, no, it was this year, back in May.
Johnny Depp.
He's back for round number two.
Notice Johnny Depp's in town filming another movie over there.
Is that what he does? He's a serial pooper?
Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm going to go and poop wherever I do a movie. I'll be a serial pooper.
Well, the cops received a call Monday about a man walking around with toilet paper, and he's just pooping in front of people's houses. And they say that there's a very good chance that it's the same guy from back in May.
If you're going to do that, why bother wiping?
Because, dude, you don't want shitty draws.
Well, where do you leave the paper? Just there? So you just leave a pile of shit with the toilet paper there?
Yeah, that's what I do.
It doesn't look as dramatic as just a pile of poop, though.
See, and the reason they think it's the same guy because it's on the same street. In the same town.
No, I would believe that.
The guy who was arrested was probably living on that street then. The dude who was originally arrested is a 56-year-old man, and he confessed himself and then pooped all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
But he was not charged because he has mental health issues. Now, an area resident said it's definitely not a nice thing to do to people. Going to the bathroom in their driveway is not nice. It's definitely not something that's supposed to go on in a polite society.
Mm-hmm.
So if he has mental issues, I think they should just put him away or put some kind of a poop catcher on his, you know, that he has to wear that's locked on, you know, like a kind of like a, what do they call it, a chastity belt to keep you from having sex. You could have like a shistity belt.
Well, it's just a butt plug on a strap turned inwards, right?
On a stick.
Yep.
A butt plug on a stick.
Now, I'll have you know, remember that cat's been pooping my yard for a long time, and I've been trying to do it. Last night, I went out to smoke a cigarette, and as I opened up the door, there was a cat right in front of my fucking door, dude.
Was he pooping?
No, but I just stopped.
Did he say meow?
And then I just stopped, and he just sat, and then he sat down and just stared at me for a while right on my front porch. And then he walked over towards that way, and I opened it, and he ran off over to the neighbors.
That's rude.
And then I fucking, dude, I regretted not opening up the door quickly and just punting him as far as I could. Probably better that I didn't.
There's too many cats in my house right now, and I wouldn't even care if one of them got ran over because they're fucking getting on my nerves.
Dude, oh, but fucking.
And so I took
those strong steps until he ran away, and then I stood out there, and then he looked at me again for a while, and I took those steps again, and he ran away.
All these fucking cats are
fucking
just like
keeps them away.
Slutty pussies fucking all the neighbor cats, and they just keep having more babies.
And then I pissed right where he likes to piss.
Oh, God. Maybe he won't come back.
And then I'm like, maybe that'll be like cougar piss, where he'll see me as a predator.
My friend saw a mountain lion on the freeway.
Really?
Yeah. He said it was bigger than any cougar that he'd seen lately.
So it really wasn't a mountain lion if you saw him on a freeway. It was a freeway lion.
That's right. Are you lying? That's what I said to him. He said, I saw a mountain lion. I said, are you lying? And he said, it was bigger than a cougar. I said, well,
some cougars can get big now since they've been taking steroids.
I'm like, what does your mom have to do with this anyway? Hey, I was going to mention some shows. We're almost done wrapping up here. Well, we haven't even started wrapping.
What kind of shows?
Music shows, but they're... There aren't really. I did miss a show last week that I wanted to go to.
The Sopranos?
No, it was Helmet and Filter.
What?
At the Hawthorne Theater, yeah.
Why didn't you tell me they were playing?
I did, dude.
Oh.
Helmet and Filter.
That would have been a good show because that
one
guy.
I was
going to
bring my camera and I was going to take a picture, but I still can't remember.
Helmet and who?
Filter. You want to take my picture?
Yeah, I know Filter.
Hey, man,
they got
nice shot.
They could do a greatest hits with another band on a 45.
Yeah, they had two. Take My Picture and Hey Man, Nice Shot.
Take My Picture? I've never even heard that song.
Yes, they were sang it on that. Remember when he said, hey, we're on Stitcher. Take a picture. Take my picture, and I still remember. You don't know that song?
That's Filter?
Yeah.
I thought that was like fucking Saliva or something.
Well, that's Saliva with a filter.
Yeah, or like fucking Puddle of Mud.
No, it's Puddle of Filter.
Oh, Jesus.
You hate that song that much?
Not really, but I just
doesn't
didn't
sound
realize,
like Filter, right? Yeah, okay.
Nice shot. Nice shot, man. I still don't know if you're being sarcastic when you say that, but I know you're talking about John Lennon, so if you tell me you're being sarcastic.
What? I thought it was about Kurt Cobain. Nope. That's what I heard it was about.
It was about
Courtney Love.
No, it's about the guy who shot fucking
Mark
John
Chapman?
Lennon because
no.
he hated John Lennon so
who
much
did?
He said
what?
The guy from Filter, he's like, that's why I said, hey man, nice shot. What a nice shot, man. You killed John Lennon, thanks.
Well,
that's why
I
don't like Filter.
I heard that it was about Kurt Cobain.
So he hated Kurt Cobain so much that he said, hey, nice shot. Hey, man. Courtney Love, man.
Hey, man. You're a woman. Nice shot, bitch.
Or maybe he was talking to El Duque.
Yeah, but he's dead.
Yeah, but he wasn't when that song came out.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. Hey, man. Nice shot is a 1995 single by the industrial rock band Filter. Do you consider Filter to be industrial rock?
I knew that they were branded as that, but not really, you know.
It was the first single from their debut album, Short Bus. The song was written on my birthday in 1987, public suicide of Pennsylvania State Treasurer R. Bud Dwyer. He had been convicted of bribery charges and was expected to receive a long sentence. And he shot himself with a .357 Magnum during a press conference. Wasn't that the guy that did that on video, and you can watch it on YouTube, the guy shooting himself?
Maybe. Was that Hey Man, Nice Shot?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about Kurt.
The song's popularity was augmented by a widespread perception that it was about the suicide of Kurt Cobain.
I win. Mm-hmm. Does it say anything about John Lennon?
He wrote the song in 1990, although singer-songwriter Richard Patrick clarifies that it was indeed about the guy that shot himself during the press conference. And he wrote the song in 1991 before the band even had a record deal.
Well, that makes sense because he's a fucking psychic. He knew that Kirk was going to have a nice shot.
Mm-hmm. It was featured in the regular show in the episode Slam Dunk.
Yeah.
I bet Hans, you know that, don't you, Hans?
Yeah, Hans knows that because not only is he like the regular show, but Filter's his favorite band.
Mm-hmm. There are at least three versions of the music video. Hey man, nice shot.
Really?
The first version is the regular version. A second uses the promo-only remix later heard in The Cable Guy. And the third version uses a sober mix.
Sober mix?
That's as color effects were added in post-production of the video.
Fuck that shit.
But yeah, well, you learn something new every day, and
I think
I guess
you had a dream.
Not so bad.
Yeah, I guess you had a dream about John Lennon then, huh?
I have many dreams about John Lennon all the time.
Right on.
I imagine them all. And so, you know, and then you got, I would have liked to have seen Helmet again. I've seen them at least twice. I don't know if it's been three times. It might have been. Wait a minute.
I've seen them three times.
Twice? I know I saw them at X-Fest in 92.
Did you see him with Nirvana?
No.
Okay.
And then I saw him again once with La Luna with some other crappy bands. So.
I saw him on the Aftertaste tour.
I didn't see them on the Aftertaste. I saw them on that one. What was that one album?
Betty.
I think I saw them on the Betty, but then on the album before that.
Well, the one before that was the
Meantime.
Yeah.
Meantime and Betty, I think, is the ones I saw.
Yeah, because they came with Nirvana and Poison Idea and Calamity
Jean.
I did not
see that.
That was at Portland Meadows for the No On 9 rally.
I think I saw him like 92 and probably around 96.
That was 92, yeah. And I think I saw him 97. And when they came back, and it wasn't really Helmet to me. It was just that one guy with some new people. Yeah. But whatever. They still play all the old songs.
Wait a minute.
What?
I saw him with Sausage.
Oh, Les Claypool's band.
Yep.
Huh.
I saw them with Sausage and I was pissed off.
Why?
Too much to enjoy Sausage. Because I thought it was fucking stupid.
That Helmet
played
first?
Oh, why don't you just Primus is original drummer, and then the same Primus guitarist, and then call yourself a different band when you're really the original fucking Primus.
Yeah, are you talking about Tim Herb Alexander?
Mm-hmm.
He just had a heart attack.
Serves him
but
right.
But he's going to... What?
Eating all that sausage.
Dude, he was a weed smoker.
Eating all that sausage, man.
He didn't eat sausage. He was
a
vegan.
Oh, that was just the name of their band.
I'm just kidding. I don't know if he was a vegan, but I was just letting the people out there know. If you don't know, he's an awesome mm-hmm. drummer. And he had a heart attack, and hopefully he's doing a little better.
I was too cynical in a funny way to enjoy them. I was there to see Helmet.
Yeah. Weren't we all?
Mm-hmm. But I always liked Helmet. And the sausage wasn't bad. Sausage opened up for Helmet.
Well, good. I'd be mad if they like pulled their I'm Les Claypool card just to play last or something. But
Yeah, they're all right.
Whatever.
It was pretty cool because it was at the La Luna, you know, Les Claypool right there.
Yeah. Very intimate. Hey, you guys, we're glad to be back this week. Hope you guys didn't miss us too bad.
Yeah. Go to one of our PayPal emails and send
us money.
A dollar.
That way we can
Please.
Have a website up. That's right.
Yeah, and we got to pay for next month soon, too.
Yeah, we need money. Otherwise,
money.
You guys might just get one episode a month.
Yeah.
Some people do that, you know?
It could be 3.5 hours.
I heard somebody saying, you know, like, you can't just have a podcast like... it was that Nate Bargatze.
Mm-hmm. What did he say?
Mark Maron was telling him, you can't just have a podcast like once a year and like expect anybody to fucking even tune in. He goes, you got to have some consistency and a little bit of a, like, it happens every week. Or he's like, but it was a six-hour podcast. He's like, why would you even have a six-hour podcast? He goes, because we knew we weren't going to have one for a long time, so... It was a joke.
Six hours every year.
Yeah, we just do a six-hour podcast once a year. It's fucking chocked full of
goodness. We're already up to episode 2. We've been going for 2 years. You believe it?
I can't believe it. Yeah, we're up to 320 episodes. This is our 320th episode. So.
Skate or die.
Skate or die.
The bees are flying after you. You're going to die.
Get over here. Oh, that was Mortal Kombat, huh?
Oh, this? Yeah.
Yeah.
Fatality.
Finish him.
All right, I never Hans, did get into that
Go
game.
Play some video games, Hans.
Yeah, Adventure Time.
Oh, yeah.
Adventure Time Combat.
That's right. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll see you on Monday.
Yep, and rock on it up your ass.
With your bad selves and your asses. We might have Jerry Murphy on the show next week.
What?
Yep.
I'll see it when I believe it.
If he doesn't have the Wait brown bottom poo.
Bad bottom poop. You make me crappy.